Nowadays, we are getting busier and busier, and anxiety and stress are the common result. We hear a lot about mindfulness, but actually, what is that? To find out, I meet up with yoga teacher Jenny Mercer, who is an accredited mindfulness teacher and runs courses on mindfulness. I began by asking her how she got into teaching mindfulness.
Well, about 20 years ago, I had a change of career. And as I've practiced yoga for 40 years, since I was young, I decided to train as a yoga teacher. So I went off to India and did my yoga teacher training. And I came back and I started teaching yoga. And then I noticed how many people were suffering with specific conditions, bad backs, shoulders, hips, legs. And so I then went off again to India to do a yoga therapy course. And so yoga therapy is very similar to physical therapy. And I came back and started teaching that. And I noticed how many people came to class suffering with anxiety and stress, which seems to be one of the common complaints in today's society. So I started teaching yogic practices specifically for anxiety and stress. And then I looked further into meditations and mindfulness, and I trained to be a mindfulness teacher, which I've been teaching for about 4 years.
Is that a new concept, mindfulness?
Well, no, it's been around since the days of Buddha. Mindfulness in today's society has its roots in Buddhism. Although the course that I teach is a secular practice, it's not associated with any religion. A lot of the practices are run in line with the Buddhist practices. Well, the course that I teach is called the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction. And just the, to cut that to short, is MBSR.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was developed by a chap called Jon Kabat-Zinn, who was at the time, he developed at the end of the 1970s, I'll just tell you very quickly. He was a scientist and a Buddhist and a yoga teacher, and he's working at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center as a scientist. But he noticed a lot of the patients were suffering with pain, but the doctors were simply giving them painkillers. So he thought, well, Buddhist practices can help here. So he developed the course initially for pain management. Today, it's taught all over the world, not only for pain management, but especially, as we mentioned, in today's society, anxiety and stress. So it's taught for anxiety, stress relief, pain relief, insomnia, headaches, the immune system illnesses, fibromyalgia. Yeah, and a lot of those similar conditions.
And mindfulness can treat those sort of conditions?
Well, it can't treat the conditions, but what it does, it has a different look at them, shall we say. So, well, very simply, we learn to see and relate to our internal experiences and the world around us in a different way. So it's not about the story or the hardships of our life. It's how we choose to react or respond to the story. And the way we do that is we connect with our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, our body sensations and the breath.
And that's part of mindfulness?
That is mindfulness in a nutshell, really.
I mean, are there particular attitudes that you should take through mindfulness?
Yeah, as part of the course, we have what's called 8 attitudinals. And there's certain attitudes that we bring to our life, to our practice. And I won't go into all 8 of them, but a couple of them are acceptance. So that's acceptance of ourselves, others, and the world around us. Non-judging. You know, we are judging machines. Even without knowing it, we've got judging going on under our radar. So again, non-judging of ourselves, others, and the world around us. And the sort of probably the foundation of mindfulness practice is self-compassion, loving kindness, and again to ourselves, others, and the world around us.
So you train and encourage
certain attitudes. People to become aware. And it's quite fascinating that when you first show people the list of the eight attitudinals, they think, oh my gosh, how am I going to incorporate these into my life? But very simply, once they start to practice mindfulness, awareness becomes present and they become aware of their behavior and they start to recognize the attitudes that they're bringing to their life, to their practice, to their relationships.
And why do you think it's become so popular?
As we've mentioned, part of today's society is anxiety and stress, brought about by social media, job pressures, financial stresses, home life, relationships. And it's been my experience through teaching the course that it's very good in helping people manage anxiety and stress, to manage the rumination, the overthinking, and to bring calmness.
The courses that you run, what do they involve?
It's an 8-week course, so the first 4 weeks of the course, very simply, we just connect with our breath and our body. And when you first ask people to connect with their breath, they think, really? You know, we breathe 24/7, but it's about what does the breath actually feel like? When you breathe in, where do you feel the breath? What are the sensations of the breath? And as far as the body, where do you feel strong body sensations? Because thoughts, emotions, and feelings generally have an echo in the body. So when we are experiencing emotions, we might experience a tension in the tummy, the shoulders creeping up to the ears, a tightness in the back or the legs. And these are our alarm signals to what's actually going on in our mind. So we connect with our thoughts, our emotions and feelings, our breath and our body. And the mind communicates with the outside world through the five senses. So we learn to become aware of the senses, the sense of sound. So you might find that your senses become heightened, the sense of smell, the sense of taste. And mindfulness is not just sitting doing meditation. It's about everyday mindfulness. So we learn mindfulness of eating. What does it taste like when you eat your food slowly and think about it, instead of popping one peanut in your mouth after the other? Can you chew it slowly and really enjoy it? Or to take a mindful walk. Listen to the birds singing. Look what's growing in your garden. See the sunrise or the sunset. And that's what brings you into the moment. If you look at the sun rising or the sun setting and you think, this is so wonderful, you're totally in the moment then. And mindfulness is about being moment by moment. The breath is always in the moment. So there is only this in-breath, this out-breath. We can't recall a breath we had yesterday, and we can't bring forward a breath we're going to have tomorrow. So that's why it's so important to connect to the breath, because it's always in the moment. Your breath is your constant companion. Wherever you are, you have your breath. And if you are experiencing events or situations or a panic attack or anxiety or stress, doesn't matter if you're in the supermarket queue, on the train, at work, maybe you can pop into the loo for 5 minutes, just connect with the breath. Remembering, there is only this in breath, there is only this out breath. And within a few seconds, you'll notice how the body calms. And when the body's calm, the mind is calm. When the mind is calm, the body is calm. And as best we can, we try to lengthen the exhalation.
It's been very interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you for giving the opportunity to chat today.
Thank you for coming along.
I was speaking to mindfulness and yoga teacher, Jenny Mercer.
For more information, you can visit her website www.jennymercer.co.uk, and Mercer is M-E-R-C-E-R.